Now we have a review of a new film. Whether on TV or directing movies, Ron Howard seems to have been with us practically forever. Now he's directed a newspaper movie from a script by David Koepp, who wrote Jurassic Park and Carlito's Way, and his brother Stephen, who works at Time magazine. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of The Paper.
The problem with Ron Howard is that he makes movies exactly the way Opie or Richie Cunningham would make them. He makes them nice. The classic newspaper comedies of the 30s and 40s, movies like The Front Page, Five Star Final, and the greatest of them all, His Girl Friday, they weren't about nice. They assumed that a newspaper man or woman was a definite, vastly entertaining type, that he or she had emerged fully formed from the head of some ink-stained Zeus, shooting wisecracks, drinking and smoking, and conning everybody in sight to get that scoop. In The Paper, the gang at a down-at-the-heels New York tabloid called The Sun tries desperately to conjure up the wisecracks and tough talk and con artistry, but everybody here seems to have come down with kinder, gentler disease. These people have too many feelings. And worse, they have feelings that come not from some sharp-eyed exploration of character, but from other movies. The paper spans 24 hours. And during that time, everybody in it has a big personal crisis and tries to figure out where his true values lie. Michael Keaton, who plays the Metro editor Henry Hackett, has the sappiest, most familiar conflict in the book. That's right, career versus family. His wife, Martha, played by Marissa Tomei, is hugely pregnant, and now she's worried. She used to be a crack reporter herself, but once the baby's born, will she ever get her career back? And will Henry ever be around to help her with the kid? Henry's just gone for a job interview at the stately Uptown paper that's called The Sentinel, but is very obviously the New York Times. The job there would be better paying and less hectic, more 9-to-5, so he could have more time with his wife and kid. But instead of impressing the bow-tied Sentinel editor, Henry steals a scoop off his desk and gets caught, which means he's got a lot of explaining to do when he faces Martha about it.
I couldn't resist. They are so smug over there. And they got maps, they've got seating charts of you guys.
No, you did it on purpose.
What are you talking about?
You did exactly what I asked you not to do.
You're shouting, first of all.
I know I'm shouting. I like to shout. Okay. Don't you notice when I keep talking louder, it's because you haven't heard. Yeah, I try to have a sense of humor about things, but all it gets me is a smile and a pat on the head. You don't listen, Henry.
I don't listen.
You don't see.
Of course I see. I see what?
How scared I am.
There's too much of that sort of thing in the paper, and not enough of what the movie does best. Not enough of the screaming and yelling and newsroom madness that made the old newspaper movies so invigorating, and that gives this one enough juicy scenes to make it pretty entertaining, despite its flaws. The movie wastes Robert Duvall as the wise old editor, and Randy Quaid as a paranoid columnist, and even Marissa Tomei, who spends too much of the movie sulking and bemoaning her belly. But Glenn Close is terrifically steely as the hard-bitten managing editor, and Michael Keaton is a wonder. He zips through even the fastest-moving scenes, with the grace and aplomb of a cheetah among wolves. They move fast, but he leaves them yipping at his heels and still manages to look languid. The paper isn't a very good movie, but when Keaton is at his best, he can almost make you think it's sublime.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.